The national government says it has pulled out of the Rome peace talks until further notice because the holdout rebels group are only using the initiative to buy time in order to prepare for war. In a letter addressed to the Secretary General of Sant'Egidio in Rome in Italy, Barnaba Marielle Benjamin, the presidential affairs minister, says the government took the decision to prevent what he called a mockery of the noble process. This letter informs the community of Sant'Egidio that the revitalized transitional government of national unity has suspended its participation in the Rome peace talks until further notice. This decision was not arrived at lightly, said Benjamin. He added that while the government has engaged with holdout opposition groups to, in his words, bring lasting peace to the people of South Sudan, it has come to our attention that this group is using these talks to buy time as they prepare for war. Marial, who also chairs the government's delegation at the Rome talks, says the government has always been committed to the initiative in the hope of bringing permanent peace to the country and not to cause another conflict. He said in the letter, the government has long considered the Rome initiative a facilitative avenue for peaceful resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. The letter further states, quote, since this new development that used the Rome Initiative as a cover in preparation for war is diametrically opposed to our view on the same, the government took the decision to suspend the talks with non-signatory until further notice to prevent the mockery of this noble process, end quote. The opposition groups who are united under the South Sudan Opposition Movements Alliance have been in talks with the government with the aim of being incorporated into the 2018 peace deal. The holdout groups include General Thomas Thrilo Swaka, who leads the National Salvation Front, General Paul Malong Awan, who leads the South Sudan United Front, and General Pagan Amom, who leads the Real SPLM. The talks were being mediated by the community of Sant'Egidio based in Rome. The government's move to pull out of the talks comes a month after political and military leaders of the groups formerly known as South Sudan Opposition Movement Alliance renamed themselves the Non-Signatories. The new name was agreed upon in the Italian capital, Rome, following meetings with EGAD and Troika partners 2 weeks ago. Reacting to the government's decision, Pagan Amom, who heads the opposition group Real SPLM, says the group was dismayed to hear the government withdrew from the Rome peace process.
The government of South Sudan is trying to scuttle any effort to achieve a peaceful resolution of the conflict and to rescue the country from the current deep national crisis. We want to engage in dialogue, and that is our mission, and we believe that we need to talk now. It is ridiculous for the government to say they don't want to talk because they think that the opposition is preparing for war. No, we want to stop all wars.
Amom says engaging each other in the roundtable discussions in search for peace is the best way for the stakeholders to rescue the country from what he calls continuous failures of the transitional government to hatch a South Sudan into peace and democracy.
We believe it is through dialogue, it is through coming together as all stakeholders that we can learn from our mistakes and we can begin to build consensus and chart a way forward with all the capacity as a people to build a peaceful, free, just and prosperous new South Sudan for all.
Amom says the government's accusations that his group is buying time to prepare for war is baseless and urged South Sudan officials to return to the bargaining table in Rome. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.